Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to another edition of Butcher on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, yes, as always, thanks for tuning in. I can do it. Can you? Yes, I can. Yes. On a Sunday night, Monday morning, doing this show for you, another edition of Butcher on Sports. As always, I say thanks for tuning in. This is going to be an abbreviated version tonight, being it's late Sunday, Monday morning. Give you some sports news that you can't get enough of, and then some. There was some sports going on today. I'll get you up to date. Like right now, there was some racing. I think Kevin Harvick, again, won the racing deal in Atlanta. I do believe that what race was held today. Harvick is on the nut as far as winning. Kyle Busch, I don't know what to say here. He's had some bad luck. I tip my hat off to him. But anyway, there was some racing going on today, horse racing, if you got into that as well and want to get to your itinerary on sports. And yes, some German soccer. What's going on as well, if you got your sports habit on. However, a lot of promises indeed was going on throughout the particular. We'll get you caught up on that, maybe right now. Let's start off with the Detroit Red Wings. Said today they signed defenseman Albert Johansson to a three-year entry-level contract there. Johansson's 19 years old. He's one of the most productive young defensemen in Sweden, top professional in the top professional league. And 2019 and 20, he posted 13 points, 2 goals, 11 assists, and 42 Swedish Hockey League games there. Red Wings, as you know, and I continue to say it, and I will for long saying this here. Red Wings' biggest problem is defense. I don't think it's offense at all. Their biggest problem is defense. They don't have defensemen that stop forwards on the other side of the bench to sit up there and get up in the net and take target practice on the goaltender. We have 2 very good, ample goaltenders, but when it comes down to rebounds and not coverage, non-coverage from not taking the body or doing something stupid, we haven't had that consistency as a defensive core. And that hopefully will kind of shore up some things there. Hopefully there will be a lot of pressure on the team this year when they come to camp. And the best players be put in uniform for the Detroit Red Wings instead of business as usual. Because they won't win. Believe me. You got some doggone good forwards. They need to improve their defensive scheme as well. However, forwards, you got some troubleshooters out there. Helms, Larkins, we can go, the list goes on and on and on. They got some goodies out there, and I'm quite sure some more are coming in. But they need defensemen like a hog knee slop. Update on the Detroit Lions reopening their team facilities as the Detroit Lions plan to begin phase 1 of their employee returning to work protocol with a limited number of employees on Wednesday, June the 10th there. That means the coaches and the trainers and people like that there and the secretary and supportive staff such as public relations and all that, those will probably be entering the building first there. Across the staff, across the departments that work diligently remotely, they are appreciative of the hard work of their employees. You know, I can say a little different on behalf of some people here. That's not always been the case. It's been pretty wacky, you know, during this pandemic time, working with certain particular professional teams, especially us in the job I do there as a reporter. However, hopefully it gets better. Several committees have been prepared for the phase of approaching these and resuming operations to ensure the employee safety is their first, and the Lions said their first priority. Yes. The NFL offseason program for players to remain virtual status, and our coaches will continue to have operations as we over and under get things together for the next several weeks upcoming. I don't think the Lions will be there on full-time status or working out or doing anything. OTAs is going to be out the door. That's probably going to be done virtually and all. You won't see them till actual training camp will begin, when they can have everything on the up and up. And hopefully, things don't go in reverse as far as the pandemic is concerned. And we have to go back in the stage that we were starting off in the middle of March. Okay? That's the deal. That is the deal. As far as Major League Baseball, it's the other... That was one of the positives, by the way, NFL will return it, hopefully in the fall. Okay, as of right now, they will return at their regular time in the fall. That's one league that's basically concrete. Major League Baseball, on the other hand, don't have that concreteness there, as Major League Baseball is in a whirlpool of things going on with the players as well as the management staff at large. Yes, it was supposed to be July the 4th when the realistic date for opening day for Major League Baseball, and it's not going to happen, you know. From where I'm sitting right now, Major League Baseball got a lot of work to do, and then some, okay? And it's not about the players not being ready. It's not about the management staff. Major League Baseball showed their rear end and told all of us that it counts for them big time to have fans in the stands. And Major League Baseball is very much so dependent on fans being in the stands to make money. NFL, they have a very popular league involving, so they may even get by with not fans in the stands and still commercial-wise a TV contract help them along that dark alleyway. Plus, every football game, as I know it, in the league itself is all sold out. Not so much in Major League Baseball that they can count on every game that every team plays. It's a sold-out game. You got a poor team, you're getting poor attendance. NFL, you got a poor team, you got the place still sold out. It's a difference. It's a difference indeed. So in this case, I don't think Major League Baseball is going to have a problem of playing baseball, but have a problem in getting it together, because right now the owners have said, you know what, we'll play 45 to 50 games. That's what we can afford to do. Know why? Because no guarantee the fans going to be there to buy hot dogs, peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and most importantly, pay their way to get in the gate to do all of that. They're dependent on that big time. Most of the teams, because most of the teams don't sell out. Most of the teams don't sell out. Now, maybe Yankee Stadium, maybe Dodger Stadium, maybe the Boston Red Sox, which always is a sellout when they play baseball there. Those are the fortunate teams that can get by that way. And maybe the Detroit Tigers in somewhat. Being that their owners sell pizzas. You know? But it won't happen. That's what people got to understand. The financial disablement of fans not being in the stands hurts Major League Baseball considerably. With $37 million contracts and all these other goodies they have to pay, they can't afford it. And only those owners came out there and be honest. Hey, look, without the fans, you ain't got $37 million. You ain't got 15 cents. But there as we stand. And so until they can get that all straightened out, we may not see a season this year. It may be waited out to next year when fans can be in the stands and these owners can afford to pay the players what they deserve and also contracted to be paying them. Yes, they can. The lack of a deal of real negotiations between MLB and the MLB Players Association right now is push its threshold to me. And I don't think July 4th is going to be a nice little return date. I can tell you what, 48 to 50 games in a season for Major League Baseball seems, if they're playing this year, will be the case. And I guess the players can like it or love it, because that's in the wings right now for you to see Major League Baseball play in the United States. Period. Somebody got to pay for it. And no owner said, I can't fall down. This weekend, and let's get to the nitty-gritty here before I go off the air here. This weekend has been a dramatic weekend, long weekend, starting Thursday with the funeral of George Floyd in Minneapolis, or should I say memorial. It was a very awakening memorial. It was awakening and deal because a lot of the stuff that we saw with the policemen and the people who hit the streets for great and worldly reasons hit them. Yeah, the NFL gave an apology second to none. I would never thought that would happen, to someone to admit that they were wrong in the NFL. Because they were wrong in the first place when they penalized Colin Kaepernick in taking a knee. And vigilantly saying that this is not about the American flag. This is about the police brutality in the streets. And for that, our flag represents. Our flag not only represents military people, police people, first line responders, it represents all of us. The poor, the rich, the black, the white, the brown, the yellow. You can go further. The pink elephant. That's what that flag represents. And so, and I give him a lot of credit, the NFL commissioner, and coming out and say, we didn't listen. We blew it by. We allowed influence to carry our way how we run our league. And now I see the problem that we have. As big as light and day. What we saw on that film was not no lie. And acts of that kind of brutality has been going on for quite some time. However, the general public at large, and especially our young children, our grandchildren, and some of us have been marching the streets and letting the public know that this has to stop. Not change, have to stop. Now, some of the things that people are asking for is a little bit extreme, such as maybe, you know, don't give them funds. We police ourselves and a whole lot of other bull crap. That's not realistic. That's not realistic at all. But some of the ways the police are being trained, and a lot of people are saying the way how powerful the union is in protecting some of this wrongdoing. Something internally has to be cleaned up. And I'm not going to say too much about that, because those between the unions of the police departments and those policemen themselves have to change that in order for management to get that together. Bill Russell, a man who I highly respect, and I don't care what people say, to me, the best basketball player of the NBA history. You talk about Michael Jordan all you want, but this man got 11 damn rings on his hand and can't fit one, got one on his toe. That's where history has to come in, because you know the history of how minorities have been treated in this country. We will have this fixed long time ago. But Bill Russell, I'm speaking of, was Donald Trump to have the courage to take a knee, which our president has not done. He has went around the Mulberry Bush and back again. He thinks it's the flag of our military people and use fronts and props to make yourself look good. And that's cool. If people want to go along with it, that's their business. But you know what? A lot of other people now are waking up and saying, you know, this ain't cool. And now we know the true colors of your rear end. Bill Russell called Donald Trump on Saturday, called Donald Trump divisive and a coward for his comments on kneeling during the national anthem. When I saw this picture of, with this comment on there, Bill Russell was taking a knee. He's 86 years old. Donald Trump's, I think, 74. And told Donald Trump it takes true courage to stand for what's right. And I think more people than not, not only in our city, in our county, in our country, and around the world. And I don't think I just saw black people in all those particulars. No, they ain't right. Russell responded with a tweet to which Trump says that people should not protest the great American flag. Russell responded that the point immediately saying that Trump is using that as a narrative. A number of athletes have explained taking a knee during the national anthem nothing to do with the flag. But it always have always been, from my reservation, and people who understand what Kaepernick was doing, was all about police brutality and racial injustice in the United States. That's what it's all been all about. And Trump isn't the only one to claim the protest was disrespectful. Drew Brees this week, he let a doggone turd up that's second to none, and it still smells. And he received plenty of backlash when he his little comments about the American flag, only for the NFL players to say, shut your mouth, buddy, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And did you actually see the photo? Do that got anything to do with our American flag? Which that man was a part of America. Because between being black, white, yellow, green, purple, or pink elephant, we're all Americans. Is that right? Of course, Drew Brees did apologize, and it takes a man to do that. And so he can open his eyes and then open his mind up. And maybe he said, and he probably will forego it, that he will be a better listener. And hopefully a doer in making changes or influence to get changes being made or to be made. Of course, Trump weighed on Brees' situation, saying that Brees should never apologize. Brees released another statement explaining to Trump the protest is not an issue about the American flag. It's a symbolic act of protest developed by former 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick, Ed Reed, and also the Green Parade Nate Boyer. A Green Beret. His name is Nate Boyer. Who felt injustice was just not being answered. And there is, as Paul Harvey used to say, it's the rest of the story. So, what I'm seeing now is peace. But I'm seeing marches left and right. And you know what? I applaud it. I got, you know, I take part in it myself. And I support it. Because that's what it takes for real change to be made. You can't be scared of people who's supposed to be protecting you. Or afraid. Or being mistreated. Or some mother at night going to bed and a child is out working. Or maybe going to a friendly party. That their child is not going to come home. Or their daughter not going to come home. Because a policeman pulls them over. Because of the color of their skin. We saw many evidence of things happening. From a young man jogging in the park and being harassed and shot and killed and hit with a car first before they shot him. That can't go on. It must stop. It has to stop. So, you know what, boys and girls? Do what you're doing, but do it at peace. And let's also get on our knees again and hope and pray that some of this stuff can stop. Not only for us, but our children, our grandchildren, our friends, our relatives, our pals, no matter what color they are or nationality they receive. Stop it. Stop it indeed. And on that note, I'm out of here. Put You On Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions, boys and girls. You can check out this episode and a lot of them. I'm going to get letters now. On this particular here, just speaking my mind, and a lot of it's true. Hey, on Put You On Sports on Facebook. Also, move over to Podomatic. Type in SimpleButtoO.podomatic.com and get yourself a whiff. You can also go to TheGameSportsShow.com and TheGameSportsShow.podbean.com where the show, The Game, is on Mondays from 8 to 6 or 6 to 8. Boy, 8 to 6 would have been a haul here. Boy, oh boy, we're doing the Jerry Lewis thing. However, 6 to 8. This Monday won't be no The Game Sports Show. But hopefully we'll do a simulated version maybe on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Because I'll be on this upcoming Thursday, of course. It'll be the last Thursday we do because we're going back to Wednesdays, boys and girls. I tell you. Hey. Have a great beginning of the week. Behave yourself, whatever you do. And remember, we do have a coronavirus going on out there. Protect yourself, be safe, be strong. And let's pray that we don't get that raised up in the ceiling. Many people want something to go wrong and blame it on something. Don't let it be. Be safe.